Trump orders review that could reshape childhood vaccine schedule. The U.S. regulatory environment for healthcare delivered a double disruption in August 2026, as President Trump signed an executive order targeting the childhood vaccine schedule, while the FDA rejected a radiopharmaceutical therapy from ITM Isotope Technologies, Munich SC on manufacturing grounds, removing a potential rival to Novartis from the competitive field, and sending a chill through two of the hottest sectors in institutional healthcare investing. The twin developments arrived within weeks of each other, and together they signal something institutional investors cannot afford to dismiss. The regulatory floor beneath healthcare assets is shifting. The Childhood Vaccine Order, reported by Healthcare Dive, seeks to fundamentally review the schedule through which vaccines are recommended for children in the United States, a process that has remained largely stable for decades. The FDA's rejection of ITM-11, reported by Stat News on August 10, 2026, cited manufacturing deficiencies rather than clinical data, a distinction that matters enormously for deal valuation. No named executive or official quoted in the available source material provided on-record commentary on the combined market implications of these two events. The terms of any deal-related fallout from the FDA rejection were not disclosed in the available source text. The nut for private equity sponsors, strategic acquirers, and institutional allocators with exposure to vaccine manufacturers, radiopharmaceutical developers, or early-stage oncology platforms. These two events compress the risk premium across a broader swath of healthcare assets than their individual headlines suggest. When regulatory certainty erodes in two separate verticals simultaneously, repricing follows. ITM-11 rejection removes a Novartis challenger at the worst possible moment for radiopharma bulls. The FDA's decision against ITM-11 lands with particular force because the radiopharmaceutical sector had attracted significant institutional capital on the thesis that multiple approved drugs would compete in the same tumor-targeting mechanism. ITM Isotope Technologies, Munich SC, had built a clinical case. Patients with gastroenteropancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, GEPNETs, receiving ITM-11 infusions went a median 23.9 months without tumor progression, compared to 14.1 months for patients on everolimus, an existing therapy on the market. That is a 69% improvement in median progression-free survival, the kind of efficacy delta that commands premium valuations in oncology mergers and acquisitions. The FDA did not reject ITM-11 on clinical grounds. According to Stat News, the agency cited manufacturing issues in its rejection letter. This is a critical distinction for deal analysis. A clinical rejection forecloses a program. A manufacturing rejection is, in theory, remediable, but the remediation timeline and cost create a valuation gap that acquirers will exploit. Any strategic buyer now holds significant leverage over ITM in negotiation. ITM-11 posted a 23.9-month median progression-free survival versus 14.1 months for everolimus, a 69% improvement. The FDA rejected the drug on manufacturing, not clinical grounds. The implied discount to a clean approval valuation is material and unquantified in the source material. Novartis, whose competing radiopharmaceutical therapy would have faced direct pressure from ITM-11 in the GEPNET indication, is the immediate beneficiary. With ITM-11 sidelined, Novartis retains pricing and market share insulation in a rare tumor category for a period measured in quarters at minimum, and possibly years if ITM cannot resolve the manufacturing deficiencies on a compressed schedule. For the broader radiopharma mergers and acquisitions pipeline, the rejection injects a new due diligence variable. Acquirers will now price manufacturing readiness as a first-order risk rather than a post-close integration item. Assets with clinical data but immature chemistry, manufacturing, and controls infrastructure will see their bid multiples compress. Trump's vaccine order introduces political risk into an asset class priced for regulatory stability. The executive order targeting the childhood vaccine schedule, as reported by Healthcare Dive, represents a category of regulatory risk that mergers and acquisitions models have historically treated as negligible. Childhood vaccine schedules in the United States are governed by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and have operated with bipartisan continuity for generations. An executive order seeking to upend that schedule is without recent precedent. Specific details of the order's mechanism, scope, and implementation timeline were not disclosed in the available source material. What is disclosed is the direction. The administration is seeking to intervene in a process that directly governs commercial demand for pediatric vaccine products sold by major pharmaceutical manufacturers. The commercial exposure is concentrated. A small number of large-cap pharmaceutical and biotechnology companies derive material revenue from childhood immunization programs in the United States. Any schedule revision that reduces recommended doses, delays vaccination timelines, or creates parental hesitancy as a policy output directly compresses volume. Pricing power in this category is already constrained by government purchasing programs. What this signals, the vaccine order is not primarily a mergers and acquisitions catalyst. It is a mergers and acquisitions risk multiplier. Any acquirer modeling a pediatric infectious disease asset with U.S. revenue assumptions will need to widen the probability distribution around those projections. The cost of capital for vaccine-adjacent assets rises even if no schedule change is ultimately implemented, because the option value of regulatory stability has been reduced. Manufacturing risk. The underpriced variable in radiopharma deal structures, the ITM-11 rejection, exposes a structural weakness in how the market has valued radiopharmaceutical pipelines. Radiopharma is a capital-intensive modality requiring specialized production infrastructure, short isotope half-lives that demand proximity to clinical sites, and regulatory-grade manufacturing processes that differ substantially from conventional small molecule or biologic drug production. In the deal wave of 2023 and 2024, strategic acquirers, including large-cap pharmaceutical companies, paid significant premiums for radiopharma assets, largely on the strength of clinical data and competitive positioning against established Novartis franchises. Manufacturing readiness received less systematic scrutiny in public deal rationales than clinical efficacy or intellectual property. Our view, the ITM-11 rejection will recalibrate that due diligence hierarchy. Buyers will insert manufacturing audit rights and milestone-based payment structures tied to regulatory manufacturing clearance into future deal terms. Sellers with strong clinical data but unresolved chemistry, manufacturing, and controls deficiencies will face downward pressure on headline valuations and upward pressure on contingent consideration structures. This creates an opportunity for well-capitalized acquirers with internal manufacturing expertise. An asset like ITM-11, rejected on manufacturing rather than clinical grounds, may be acquirable at a discount to its pre-rejection valuation despite retaining the same efficacy profile. The acquirer's ability to remediate the manufacturing deficiency becomes the source of value creation, not the molecule itself. Dual regulatory disruption and the institutional portfolio response source. Healthcare Dive, Stat News. Table reflects available disclosed information only. For institutional allocators running concentrated healthcare positions, the convergence of these two events in August 2026 is not coincidence. It is a reminder that U.S. healthcare assets carry a regulatory optionality premium that can reverse direction quickly. Vaccine-adjacent equities and radiopharma development stage positions both require scenario analysis that now includes materially wider regulatory risk bands. the Placamium view the market will read the ITM11 rejection as a setback for a single company and a benefit for nobodies. That reading is correct but incomplete. The deeper signal is that the FDA's manufacturing standards for radiopharmaceuticals are being applied with rigor at the approval gate, not deferred to post-market corrective actions. This is a systemic quality filter, and it will disadvantage any radiopharma developer that has optimized its capital allocation toward clinical trials while underinvesting in manufacturing infrastructure. Placamium's thesis: the ITM11 rejection accelerates consolidation in radiopharma by creating a class of assets with proven clinical profiles but compromised regulatory status. These assets are not worthless. They are mispriced relative to acquirer who can absorb the manufacturing remediation cost. The optimal buyer is a large pharmaceutical company with existing GMP infrastructure and a strategic interest in the GE PNET indication or adjacent isotope-based oncology platforms. The discount at which ITM may now be acquirable, relative to its pre-rejection implied valuation, represents a potential entry point for a buyer willing to treat manufacturing remediation as a defined capital expenditure rather than an open-ended liability. On the vaccine order, Placamium views this as a long-duration risk rather than an immediate earnings event. The mechanism for translating an executive order into an actual schedule change involves multiple regulatory bodies and advisory committees. The near-term commercial impact on vaccine manufacturers is likely limited. The medium-term risk is different. If the order normalizes political intervention in immunization policy, it permanently elevates the regulatory risk premium for pediatric infectious disease assets in the United States. That repricing, once embedded in discount rates, does not reverse easily even if the specific order is modified or rescinded. The second order play: companies with vaccine manufacturing assets and strong ex-US revenue diversification become relatively more attractive. U.S. pediatric vaccine revenue uncertainty makes international revenue mix a quality factor rather than a geographic risk. The bottom line: two regulatory shocks in a single month have repriced risk across vaccine and radiopharma verticals simultaneously. The ITM11 manufacturing rejection hands nobodies a temporary competitive reprieve in GE PNETs and creates an acquirable asset with strong clinical data at a distressed valuation. The childhood vaccine executive order introduces a policy variable into immunization demand that had been treated as a constant. Institutional capital should widen risk bands on U.S. pediatric vaccine revenue projections. Audit radiopharma pipeline assets for manufacturing readiness as a primary diligence criterion, and monitor ITM Isotope Technologies, Munich SE for a strategic process. The next deal in radiopharmaceuticals will be priced differently than the last one. That gap is where returns are made.